Hello and welcome to The Basics, brought to you by Petso Financial Consultants. My name is Jennifer Stone. I'm a certified financial planner, and joining me, as always, is Erica Much, who is also a certified financial planner. We both have about over 30 years of combined experience in this field. What we're trying to do is get the basics out there that so that people maybe have a little better chance of understanding. There's a lot to know and a lot to do, and we're just trying to help give the basics to everyone. We've talked on a lot of the investment side recently, but we haven't talked much on budgeting, debt, and how the best way to pay that off, because you cannot be financially successful if you're loaded in debt.
Right. We always talk about building up a good foundation so that you can start investing. And one of those main things is, you know, after you have your emergency fund, make sure that you don't have debt, you know, working on paying that off and getting the consumer debt portion gone. So it's pretty important for a healthy financial picture.
Very much. We understand that most people can't save for a house, so we're not talking about being 100% debt-free. There's okay debt, and there's really bad debt in our minds, and consumer debt is on the really bad side. And we were laughing yesterday, or not, laughing's not the right word, but we were shocked that Walmart has a credit card.
Yeah.
Every store now has their own credit card.
Yep.
So it's so easy to get overdone, and there's so many incentives to people to go into debt. But just think about it this way. If you go into any store and they offer you a huge discount, what they're betting on is you will not pay that off, or the majority of people won't pay that off immediately. And there's their sales pitch, right? Oh, yeah, charge it up. You can pay it off before you get your first bill. But the problem is the majority of people don't do that.
Right.
Because they're not willing to give those kind of discounts if they aren't making money.
Right. And they target kids, you know, that have just graduated from high school or in college because, you know, you either have a part-time job or might not be working full-time, and you feel like you need to buy things. You know, there's a lifestyle that you want to have, and targeting people that young that don't have the income to support those purchases, that's how they make their money.
And it's amazing to me that anybody would take that risk, but I guess they figure if we can get $10 a month from a lot of people and most of that goes to interest, it's a profit-winning thing for them.
Yeah, and the interest is just crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 27?
Yeah.
Percent?
I think we saw higher at one point, but it's just ridiculous.
And I don't think that anyone really knows the whole, some do, but they don't, on the 0% financing. Sounds great, right? But if you don't pay it off in the period that they state, they actually retroactively charge you what you would have paid.
Yep.
So it's really not a great deal. They're not being charitable. They're not awesome people. They're trying to make money on bad behavior.
Yep. And when you think about it, if you have that 0% card, you're just going to build it up because you're like, oh, I'm not paying interest on it anyways. So then that hit at the end when it all comes, you know, the 0% goes away. That's a huge bill.
Yeah, you have this big balance. What are you going to do now, right?
Exactly.
So don't let yourself be persuaded to get a credit card for free stuff that they give you. And then if you've already started to do this, there's always ways to get out of debt. A lot of times it used to be taught that you always pay off the highest interest rate first, which does make sense unless you have a lot of very low balanced accounts.
Right.
So if you need a credit card for emergencies, true emergencies, not
a new pair of shorts or something.
That is not an emergency. But if it's, you know, I believe that you shouldn't really use debit cards. Me personally, online, I always worry that if they hack in, they get a lot of your cash. It takes sometimes a while to get some money back. It's probably secure if it's through a bank, you're using a Visa debit card, all the rules that go with it. But if they start to take money out of your account and you need it, that's a scary thing to me.
Yeah.
If it's on a credit card, you'll probably most likely be reimbursed the charges that were fraudulent. But if they don't get it done for a week, you're not out of cash.
Right. And then that's just another thing I know that we've touched on before is just reviewing your accounts. That's important. Just to look and see, okay, was I here? Did I buy that? Even if it's on a credit card or your bank statement. So just a little side.
Yeah. And I usually log in probably once a day and just look at my bank account because I know what purchases we've made.
Yep.
I know if they're right. And if they're not, I'll ask, did you do this? And talk to my spouse and he'll say, yep, that was it.
Right.
So it's okay. That way you can kind of keep an easy track of things instead of balancing your account once a month and saying, oh, wait, I missed this and this wasn't legit or whatever. If you just glance at it real quick online, you'll know. They have a lot of dual authentication things now, too, so you don't have to worry so much about hacking. If you set up dual authentication and you have a phone or online, anything, they'll actually text you a code to the phone number on file for you to get in.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little bit better when you're logging in online.
Doesn't it? Even though it's a little more time consuming.
Yeah.
But now that you have debt and you want to figure out how to pay it off, a lot of really easy ways. If you have a tremendously high credit card interest rate, you do have to start there.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're all about the same, and they tend to be,
yep,
start with the smallest one. Make progress. Pay it off. Close it. Shred the card.
Yeah, it feels so good if you're looking at your credit. If you have multiple credit cards and have different, you know, values of debt, if you start at that bottom one and it's gone, that's like a goal. And then you're ready for the next one. So you can just keep chugging up the ladder and get rid of those. But, you know, it's just a mental thing if you're just paying on that highest one. And you're not really seeing it go down. You know, it's whatever you're paying, $100 a month, and it just doesn't look like it's going anywhere. But you are making progress. But if you get those little ones gone first, you just mentally feel so much better.
And then stop being convinced of getting new credit cards.
Yep.
The discounts are not worth it. Just don't get them.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy a budget for what you're going to use. Pay cash for what you want. But don't get the credit cards at all the stores. It drives me crazy when they start in on the pitch of you need the credit card.
Yep.
Okay? So start working down the list, pay off the lowest balance, close it, pay off the next one, close it. Some people actually put a list somewhere that they see it all the time too, so they can see the progress.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of once a month when you get the bill knowing where you're at, actually see the progress and start marking them through.
Yep.
And then reward yourself, maybe not financially,
yeah,
but do something very fun for yourself when you get them paid off, because you'll be able to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And have a reward of some kind. Not, it doesn't have to be buying something,
right,
but just do something. And every time you hit that, you're going to feel so good about yourself.
Mm-hmm. And we kind of talk about the debt snowball thing too. Mm-hmm. So if you are, you know, you have multiple cards and you're making minimum payments on one and trying to, you know, get rid of that smallest one first, once that's gone, don't stop paying the same amount. Keep paying it and just increase the amounts you're paying on the other ones. So you're gradually, you know, building up it's going away. So that's good.
Yeah, and it makes you, like I said, it does feel really good to start getting out of debt and then just paying and staying within your means.
Yep.
All right, well, that was pretty quick and pretty easy, but again, we just want to make sure that people have some idea of how to get out of it. We've had a lot of success with people getting out of debt. If you just focus and you make yourself a budget and you really look at the details, like the coffee illustration, right? If you just really start, mm-hmm, putting money away, you don't buy a cup of coffee every day, maybe put that towards your bills, you get them gone really quick as well.
Yeah, it's just like in the health world. There's no magic pill. You have to work at it. You have to keep at it, and then it'll go away. There's nothing that's magical about it, just budgeting and paying it off.
Even though we all want the magic,
yeah,
believe me. Especially on the health side, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Too bad you can't take one that makes you just healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
And eat cookies at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Can't have it all.
Nope.
All right. Well, if you have questions, shoot us an email through our website, petsofinancial.com. And as always, thank you for listening.